This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Listening to WMFO, that's WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, like I said, and this is Naive Melodies, and I'm Lucy Moman, and this is the last show of the semester. Last time, I was very confident in saying that last time was the last show of the semester. I felt good about it. I said it with confidence, and I was wrong. This is the last show of the semester, and I promise I will not be here next week. To do a show, so this is the last one of the semester, like I've said now, maybe four times. Yes, so you will not be hearing my voice until next semester, which might be extremely great or extremely terrible, depending on, you know, who you are and how you feel about this show. But yeah, so this is the last show of the semester. I am excited to be here and do it, and I hope everyone enjoys. The first song I have up for you guys today is Panic in Detroit by David Bowie.
Looks a lot like Shape of Our Own. Over these
So that was Panic in Detroit by David Bowie, and this next song is Be Your Girl. It's the K Trinada edit. Yeah, super great, and I hope you guys enjoy. So that was Be Your Girl by K Trinada and Tidra Moses. It's a K Trinada remix of it. Super great. I actually heard it on my friend Ethan Walsey's show. Really good stuff. Free samples. Yeah. I completely forgot I actually had this radio show today, which I know sounds funky. It's like, this is my favorite thing to do each week. but I just have been so busy with finals and getting ready to leave and everything that's going on here that I didn't realize it was Tuesday. And then at maybe like 12 or 12:30, I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I have my show today. So I'm a little bit discombobulated, but I'm super excited to be here. Yeah, shout out Casey Weaver, if you're listening. I was going to go return textbooks with you at 2, and then I remembered that I have the show, so sorry that we were not returning textbooks together. I long for your company always, so I'm devastated, but I'm also so happy to be in the studio because it's my favorite place to be. So, you know, I guess bittersweet really right now. But this next song, wonder if you could hear that hard swallow. I talked for so long there that I just needed to swallow, so I always wonder how much you can hear on air. And then I also think it's better to acknowledge it. So, like, I don't, when my voice cracks on air, I, like, acknowledge it. I don't try to play it off. Like, there's no use. I'm not quite smooth enough for that. So this next song is by Jeffrey Landers. It's Say You'll Say So. I'm not sure when the first time I heard this one is. I think it could have been on the High Fidelity TV show, you know, the remake they did of the movie, which is an adaptation of the book. So, which, it was pretty good. The movie's great. TV show was pretty good. Or all right, it depends on some of the episodes. But I think that might have been then. I'm not sure. But anyway, here's Say You'll Say So by Jeffrey Landers.
Say
Alright, so that was Say You'll Say So by Jeffrey Landers, and this next song is Dead Souls by Joy Division.
Thank you.
right, that was Dead Souls by Joy Division. I don't know why I paused there. This next song is These Chains by Mid-Air Thief. Absolutely beautiful. Also a completely different kind of song from Dead Souls. Well, I'll play it and you'll see what I mean. So here is These Chains by Mid-Air Thief. Thank you. Alright, that was These Chains by Mid-Air Thief, and this next song is Latchmere by the Maccabees. Alright, so this next song is What It Like. Just What It Like. It feels like there's a missing preposition somewhere in there, or verb, or something, but nope. What It Like by Beagles. If I remember correctly, it starts off with the lyric, "Everything I've done is embarrassing," or something like that, which I think is really funny. So, I'll play it. I love this song. I think it's pretty. And I also just love the fact that, gosh, for saying that I love that lyric so much, I should know for sure what it is. Whatever the opening lyric is, it's some iteration of that, if not that. I really like it. So this is What It Like by Beagles. Everything I've done is embarrassing. It's what I say to get you to hang out with me and fall into my arms inside the catacombs under the mini mart. I'd say I found home, but I don't remember. I'd say I loved you, but I don't remember what it felt like. I'd say So that was 12. Just got ahead of myself. That was not whatever I was about to say was. That was What It Like by Beagles. I made such a fuss about the name. I should really just, you know, have that title down by now. But yeah, you know, I really love that lyric. I think it's just kind of goofy of, you know, everything I've done is embarrassing is what I say to get you to hang out with me. I just think it's funny. Yeah, and this next song, this is my Graham's dedication of the week, the last one of the semester, but there will be more next semester. If you're new here, or you're listening and you already know the deal, whatever the case is, I do a dedication for my grandmother Graham's each and every week. I dedicate one song to her, sometimes more, just because I love her a whole lot. She listens, and I like to dedicate songs to her. This next song, the Graham's dedication, if you will, is Temptation by New Order.
Time.
That was Temptation by New Order for my grandmother Grams. Grams, I love you a whole lot. I hope I get to see you soon. I miss you, and I'm so happy that we figured out. I mentioned this, I don't know if it was last week or the week before. I may have actually given this update already, but we could not figure out why she was texting me, but I wasn't getting them, and we figured it out. So now I am happy to report that I am getting to text my grandma Grams, which is awesome. So we're talking a bunch on texting, which is so fun. So I'm awesome. That's what I was about to say. I'm super grateful for that. That's super awesome. Very happy about that development. And this next song is Caught in Frustration by Corners. I got a couple more. Jeez. Okay, let me try that one more time. All right, I got a couple more. Okay, hold on. All right, I got a couple more songs for you. Why could I not say that? Okay, whatever. That was really weird. I tried once and then I slowed down and tried again and I still couldn't get it. That's so strange. Okay, whatever. Before I have a couple more songs for you guys. Okay, got it this time. For you guys, before the show ends, hard swallow. There's like no one listening and I'm so tired and I still have another final and I'm so tired that I'm just like let's go, whatever, keep going. I have a few other songs to play for you guys, but before I do, I'm going to play a PSA. I hope everyone enjoys it a bunch.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, thank you to the Ad Council for that one. Yes, don't drink and drive. Really should not have to tell anyone this. Feel like it's really obvious, and if you don't listen, you're kind of the worst. Yep. Anyways, that's my opinion on that. It's like super non-polarizing opinion. Just like if you drink and drive, you are like just a bad person. I feel like there's like, it's very like an objective, like it's like, it's just so, it's like, don't do it or else you kind of suck and you're the worst and you should like really just not do, like, I don't know what else to say. I don't know why I'm saying anything at all. It like does not matter, because I feel like it's just such an obvious thing. I mean, clearly there are people who do it. I don't know, why am I still talking about this? Anyway, just don't do it. Like, you suck if you do. That's my opinion on that, and I feel like that's most people's opinion on that. I don't know. This next song, because let's move past, why am I still talking about this? Let's move past this. Okay, this next song is Best to You by Blood Orange.
Call it all for nothing, but I'd rather be nothing to you than be a part of something, of something that I didn't do. I can't be the only one.
I didn't even know
you can be the best to you. Be the best to you. The best to you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Best to You by Blood Orange, and as Lacey pointed out while listening, Lacey said that she thinks it's the most intense I've ever gotten about a PSA. Yeah, probably right. I don't know why I went on a little tangent there. Like, I don't, can't explain it. Maybe just finals, you know, really getting to me. Just super tired. I have so much cleaning to do in my room. Got so many dishes to do. Got to do a lot of laundry. I'm just thinking about it now. It's a lot. I got a lot to do. Oh, gosh. Okay. Whoa, yeah. I'm thinking about it. That's a lot. Oh, man. Gotta return those textbooks. Gotta... Man, this is not... Huh. All right. Well, that sucks. Anyway, this is my last song of the show. This is 12... Okay. One more time. This is 12... Okay. Hold on. Again. Let's try again. This is 12 Roses. What is happening? This is 12 Roses by Beach Fossils. That was 12 Roses by Beach Fossils, and that was the last song of the show in which I
nom, nom, nom.
I hear you knocking. Knock three times.
WMFO, Medford.
I am.